Now, the current time and date of recording is March 19th, 2024. And as it is March 19th, 2024, 2:07 p.m., I have a shift that I was relieved from. I have a shift to get to tomorrow. But at this time, there is a video uploaded to the YouTube, and it was uploaded 22 hours ago. Some would call that yesterday. All right, yesterday, top of the afternoon, laddie, Eastern time. And the title of the video is Advil, colon, pain is racist. Racist is in all caps, and there's an exclamation point to let you know. Now, this is clearly a title of a video that is in jest, and the host of the program goes by the name of Michael Knowles, and he works for the conservative outlet The Daily Wire. So you know that they're presenting this as a joke, Advil, and so keep in mind what they're telling their audience, right? A joke, they're making a joke out of what they're pretending that Advil is saying. So they're telling their audience that Advil is saying that pain in and of itself is racist. And keep in mind, we're March 2024, and this video was just uploaded. Now, what do you see if you go to the Advil website, which I'm sure all of the Daily Wire followers did after they viewed the video? They said, let's see what this guy is talking about. You go to the Advil website and you see advil.com/the Pain Equity Project/, and they have an introduction introducing the Advil Pain Equity Project. They have another small section, a little paragraph, titled Championing Equitable Relief. Also interesting, subtitled, True Stories About Pain and Equity. In July of 2023, 7 members of the Black community shared their experiences with pain inequity. Their stories are different, but they all have one thing in common. No one believed their pain was real. Now remember, Michael Knowles of the Daily Wire is telling his audience that Advil is saying that pain is racist. But when you look at the website, Advil does not say that. You can even go further into it. Click that mouse. It's pretty cool. And they show you one thing. From 1845 to 1849, there was a introduction of a myth that Black people feel less pain, and it was indoctrinated into health practices. And an individual that, if you listen to this program or many others, you may have heard that there was a cat by the name of James Marion Sims. Oh, J. Sims. Often called the father of gynecology. You see, he experimented on African women without anesthesia because just figured they feel less pain. Even if they say, ouch, it's a fake ouch. It's not real. Furthermore, throughout the 19th century, according to the Gregorian white calendar, the first half of the 20th, Black people were experimented on and often used as teaching material in medical schools. This caused physicians who were mostly white to develop a habit of looking upon Black people as experimental subjects. I would say even all the way up to my experience in the late 80s, they still had this attitude. Like, I remember being a screaming child and all these white adults were just laughing. In the at the hospital of Fort Lewis in Washington State, like if you were a staff member there in 1988, you are a racist that enjoyed laughing at a Black child screaming. And that's just normal, you know. That's kind of just what white people are and always will be. Don't be silly about this. Be realistic. White people are gonna be white, and it's never going to change. They will never improve. They will never be different. They have no incentive to be. And plus, they're raising their offspring to be like them. Yeah, no. Let's head in another direction here. Now, let's take a look over here, and I'm sure that all the conservative Republican Christians, white, are going to go over here and look at the National Library of Medicine and take a look at what we call a study, as opposed to simply saying they did a study. There is a study published in the National Library of Medicine, and it is authored by Kelly M. Hoffman, Sophia Trawalter, Jordan R., and M. Norman Oliver. All right. And it is copyrighted and licensed information. Subheaded, Racial Bias in Pain Assessment and Treatment Recommendations and False Beliefs About Biological Differences Between Blacks and Whites. Let's jump past the significance and into the third paragraph of the abstract. And in the abstract, they tell us, extant research has shown that, relative to white patients, black patients are less likely to be given pain medications, and if given pain medications, they receive lower quantities. For example, in a retrospective study, Todd et al. Found that black patients were significantly less likely than white patients to receive all these medical words. I never get to go to a doctor. I don't get health care. It looks like it says analgesics for extremity fractures in the emergency room, 57% versus 74%, despite having similar self-reports of pain. This disparity in pain treatment is true even among young children. For instance, a study of nearly 1 million children diagnosed with appendicitis revealed that relative to white patients, black patients were less likely to receive any pain medication for moderate pain and were less likely to receive opioids, the appropriate treatment for severe pain. These disparities in pain treatment could reflect on overprescription of medications for white patients, underprescription of medication for black patients, or more likely both. Indeed, there is evidence that overprescription is an issue, but there is also clear evidence that the underprescription of pain medication for black patients is a real documented phenomenon. For example, a study examining pain management among patients with metastatic or a recurrent cancer. Again, I never go to hospitals. I don't know any of these medical words anymore. God, it's been so many years since I took medical terminology as a class. 1999? Ooh, long time ago. So the recurrent cancer found that only 35% of racial minority patients received the appropriate prescriptions, as established by the World Health Organization guidelines, compared with 50% of non-minority patients. Just a little bit more here from the abstract of the study. Not they did a study, but name names and where it's published. They tell us, broadly speaking, there are two potential ways by which racial disparities in pain management could arise. The first possibility is that physicians recognize black patients' pain, but do not treat it, perhaps due to concerns about noncompliance or access to healthcare. The second possibility is that physicians do not recognize black patients' pain in the first place, and thus cannot treat it. In fact, recent work suggests that racial bias in pain treatment may stem in part from racial bias in perceptions of others' pain. This research has shown that people assume a priori that blacks feel less pain than do whites. In a study by Staten, for instance, patients were asked to report how much pain they were experiencing, and physicians were asked how to rate were asked how much pain they thought patients were experiencing, physicians were more likely to underestimate the pain of Black patients, 47% again, relative to non-Black patients, 33.5%. Of note, this research has shown that racial attitudes measured with implicitly and explicitly do not predict, do not predict racial bias in pain perception or treatment, with the exception that one study showing that implicit pro-white attitudes predicted physicians' likelihood of recommending thrombolysis treatment. Racial bias in perceptions of pain does not appear to be born out of racist attitudes. In other words, it is likely not the result of racist individuals acting in racist ways. To date, then, it is unclear what beliefs account for disparities in pain assessment and treatment. This is where I interject with what I think is just logical. That's just how the indoctrination of whiteness works. That's how white people understand themselves as white, and that's how they understand people of whom are not classified as white, particularly those who are classified as white, to be in general, right? Literally just to be. They understand Black people to be in less pain, and if they say they're in more pain, they're lying about it, because for people that are classified as Black, to be is to be dishonest. To be is to be lazy. To be is to be hypersexual. To be is to be shiftless. Ah, that's just saying lazy again. All right, now let's head back over in another direction. Now we're going to go back over to Advil. So the first thing we're going to get here is the discussion panel at Advil, and this is definitely a shortened version of it, which I'm pretty sure is the version that the Daily Wire pulled from. They're going to define pain equity. Let's hear what they call it.
Pain equity is achieved when everyone is treated equally regardless of their age, race, ethnicity, gender, or socioeconomic status, and receives the highest quality pain care and management. Okay, so Dr. Uchi.
Okay, there it is. That's the definition that they gave. Now let's hear what Michael Knowles shows his audience from the video and what he explains to them. Now Michael Knowles is going to start by letting them speak a little bit, and then as we tend to do, he's going to stop and then he's going to speak. Now, big difference is his video is 9 minutes long. This is within the first 60 seconds, and he never plays any more of the video, only this, and then he speaks.
Here. I want to thank all of you and all of you for joining me today as we talk about this very important issue. I also want to thank the Pain Equity Project developed by Advil in partnership with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Black Health for inviting us to be a part of their commitment to addressing pain bias in Black communities.
Pain bias. We need pain equity. If that doesn't sum up this whole ideology, I don't know what does. We need pain. We need everyone to feel pain. We need pain equity. You whites aren't feeling enough pain, and you're going to feel more pain. We're going to make sure of it.
Okay. Once more, let's hear what they said. what they said pain equity is. Once more.
Pain equity is achieved when everyone is treated equally regardless of their age, race, ethnicity, gender, or socioeconomic status, and receives the highest quality pain care and management.
Okay, that's what they said in their video about pain equity. Michael Knowles skips over that part, does not play that part for his audience, and then what does he tell you it is?
If that doesn't sum up this whole ideology, I don't know what does. We need pain. We need everyone to feel pain. We need pain equity. You whites aren't feeling enough pain. And you're going to feel more pain. We're going to make sure.
We're going to feel more pain. We're going to make sure of it. I am wrapping it up here because Michael Knowles' 9 minute and 54 second video. I skimmed through it to see if he played more of their video. He just continues on from that tone and rhetoric for the rest of the video. So just know, if somebody is right wing and they're into this right wing media, this is the type of shit they actually believe. And this is the stuff that these failed actors at the Daily Wire will peddle and push for a buck that they could never make on the silver screen because they just don't have the skills. So they'd rather just lie to you and say that black people are coming to make you whites feel more pain. Fun stuff. All right. Please be as equitable as possible wherever you are. Thank you.